North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have a gentleman coming to us from Butler County, Alabama, Mr. Ken Kilpatrick, with Hope Afield at Blessings Farm. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ken Kilpatrick.
Good to be here, finally. It's taken weeks or months, actually, get up here.
Well, of course, we were trying to arrange the fact that you have a relative, a daughter, in the Shoals area.
Right.
So you could come over to Athens, and here you are in the White House. Is this the first time you've ever done an interview in the White House?
No, first time.
Welcome. I hope the food was to your liking.
Right.
Well, we're glad to have you, Ken, and I wanted to talk about what you're doing at Hope Afield, and you and your wife have been involved with trying to help underprivileged children throughout the years, and really that's where Hope Afield, the idea, came from.
That's correct. We actually started a program in Montgomery in 1994. Initially, it was called Montgomery Inner City Ministry, and then later on, it was changed to Compassion 21. But it worked in low-income areas of Montgomery. We had a series of learning centers and a fleet of buses that picked the kids up. But one of the things that we learned from a little over 20 years of running that and operating that was that if you could get children outside, you would have a classroom to teach some things that you couldn't teach in a conventional classroom. And so that's how Hope Afield was born. We had Jan's parents gave us the property years ago, and in 2017, her and I just decided, hey, if we're going to develop this into what we want it to, we're going to have to do it now before we get too old to do it. So we eventually ended up just closing Compassion 21 down in 2017, and we moved back to the farm and started Hope Afield.
You told me an interesting story about your father-in-law. He was 98 when he passed away.
That's correct.
One of the things that he repetitively said was what?
Over and over, he said, I have been wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully blessed. And he would just talk about the different things he was blessed with. And so that's how the name came about. We decided when he passed just to call it Blessings Farm. And he never got to see Hope Afield, come into existence. But special guy and was wonderfully blessed.
Well, it's great to be able to honor people's legacy in that way. And right. so I know your wife, Jan, that's important to her
right.
to know that this is derived from someone she loved and cared about. Mm-hmm. And using this property in this way, that's a very special, unique thing to do, to offer it to those who may just see concrete and lights of the city.
Right. That's right.
What is the impact for young people through Hope Afield?
Well, if you look at us as a nation, there's about 25 million kids in America that live in a single family household. And you're looking at almost 40% of the total number of children in America that live in a home without a father. Just about all the kids that come to us are in that particular situation. They do not have a father living at home, and there are a lot of, you know, problems associated with that. So the largest impact we've had is just being able to take a child and spend time with them and then help them overcome some of the issues that have resulted from the environment that they're growing up in. And it comes in a several different areas. You know, I also drive a school bus for Butler County. And Butler County, 25% of the people live below the poverty level. And a lot of that poverty is around where our farm is located. And the bus route I have is around our farm. So I've gotten to know all the families that are there. And a lot of the kids that are enrolled in the Hope Field program come from that bus route. So I've been able to see those kids I'm with every day. And I've been able to see just little things like now they will say, when they ask for something, they'll say, please. Or when you help them with something, they'll say thank you. Those are two simple things, but they're foreign to so many of the kids today. And then to start to see their grades come up or some stability. And the kids, they'll come and they'll want to show me their report cards, you know, and they're excited that, hey, I'm making A's and B's. And you know, you're going to see the D's and the F's. But when you see the D's and F's, You have opportunity to encourage them and say, hey, I know you can do this. Now, what do we got to do? Well, and they'll list what they need to do, and they'll work on that. So it's that kind of impact that we're starting to see with these young people.
So we've talked about acquiring the land and the use of it. We've talked about the fact that you are a bus driver.
Right.
What was your background prior to this to have this interest in doing this for young people?
Well, I come from a long line of ministers, and in fact, for about 18 years, I filled a pulpit, you know, somewhere. The last pulpit I filled was at the Landmark Church of Christ in Montgomery, Alabama, which is a large congregation. And it was from that we started Montgomery Inner City Ministry. And then I started that in 1994 with the Nashville Inner City Ministry partnered with us and helped us get that going. Then in 1996, I decided, hey, this is what God wants me to do. And so I walked away from the big church and went full-time working with low-income people in the inner city of Montgomery. And then, as I said, in 2017, we moved to the farm and started Hope Afield. So ministry has been, you know, I preached my first sermon when I was about 15. So it's been part of my life, all of my life, practically.
Well, and that's interesting. My grandfather, whose picture's on the wall behind you, he raised me. He was a preacher himself.
Okay.
And we traveled a lot growing up. We started here in Athens when I was a kid, and then we went to Birmingham, and we were in North Jefferson County, and then Hueytown.
Okay.
And then before my granddad passed away from cancer, we came back to North Alabama, mm-hmm. and we were in Anderson, Alabama, where he preached until he could not. You make a good point, because some ministers, they go to different countries. They go to different
right.
parts of the world and preach, and some, you know, work in the community to find your place and to feel like, okay, young people mm-hmm. is the direction I need to go in.
Right.
And that was something that was really important to you, was to make sure that the younger generation gained kindness, compassion, something that allowed them to live a fuller, richer life than maybe they were coming from?
Right. In fact, the three things we try to achieve is we work with wounded spirits, okay? So we try to offer hope, we try to offer healing and purpose, and help a child see, hey, you're good at this. Like right now, I've got a young man that has some interest in electronics, and occasionally we'll have a group come down that will help us wire a building or something, and I always make sure this kid's working with them. And so he now is developing an interest in being an electrician. So it's that, you know, people need hope. They need to have their wounded spirit healed, and they need a purpose. We work on those three things.
Right now, we're talking to Ken Kilpatrick with Hope Afield at Blessings Farm. It is located in Butler County, Alabama. And if you'll stick with us, we're going to continue this conversation with Ken, and we're going to talk about how you can help Hope Afield at Blessings Farm. I appreciate Fred Hunter for doing a story with Ken and his wife Jan, and that's how I found out about Hope Afield at Blessings Farm. So thank you for that, Mr. Fred Hunter, and traveling across the state with Absolutely Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. Sometimes the holiday season is your busy season. You gotta get a tree, decorate the tree, stop your 8-year-old from climbing the tree, buy presents, wrap presents, return presents, hogtie some garland, hunt down those decorative pine cones, and take in the warm glow of red and green traffic lights. Mostly red. Why not drop a big bow box on it? Because with a sleigh full of boneless or bone-in chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea, if it's Christmas time, it's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I have with me in the White House, Mr. Ken Kilpatrick. We're glad to be able to talk about Hope Afield at Blessings Farm, located in Butler County, Alabama today. He shared the background of this farm and what they're doing to try to help young people And we know it's making an impact. It's changing lives when it comes to young people and being a positive influence on their life. Ken, I appreciate the work you're doing at Hope Afield at Blessings Farm and your wife Jan as well. And that's why you're on the show today, is to bring awareness to this effort for young people.
That's right. It's really amazing, particularly in this day and time, the number of young people that need somebody to reach out to them. And that's really what we're all about. When a child comes out to Hope Afield, there are three things that we try to do. We try to teach them how to work, and we'll have some kind of little simple service project. It may be no more than picking up pecan tree limbs or picking up pecans or doing something in the garden or just helping with that. So we teach them how to work, but then we teach them how to play. Because I'm convinced most of these kids, their playing is centered around a joystick or something on TV, and they need to get outside and in the sunlight and experience some things outside. So we have a number of outdoor activities. We have horses, we have a pond to fish in, we have a number of games, we have livestock they help take care of, just a number of different outdoor activities. And then we take them to different things too. The Alabama Cattlemen's Association is good about giving us about 45 tickets to the rodeo in Montgomery, and we always take a big crew to that. The Biscuits baseball team is in Montgomery, and we try to go to that. Try to take the kids bowling or experience. One year I had a group of kids that would help me on Saturdays. And in fact, most of the grounds around Hope Afield is taken care of by some of the older kids that's in the program. And they, back then, before the pandemic, we would go to a Chinese buffet because they could get everything they wanted. They learned to eat with chopsticks. And I said, I tell you what, you guys learn to eat with chopsticks, I'm going to take you to a real Japanese steakhouse and you can show. So they did, and we took them first to the Montgomery Zoo, and then we had lunch at a Japanese steakhouse called Kabuki's, and they gave us a special rate, and the kids went in. It was a hibachi grill, so they'd never been around anything like that, and they experienced it. Then they all got to try out their chopstick skills, and so it's that kind of thing that we try to do, because what I found, if you spend time with a service project with a kid, and then you spend time with something fun they enjoy doing, they're going to eventually open up and share with you what's going on in their life and where their hurt is. And then when that happens, it gives you opportunity to take care of the third thing, which is how to live. And we are a faith-based organization, and so we take that and we help gradually move that kid from where they are to where they need to be. And that's a time. That takes time to do that. So this doesn't happen overnight, but that's the process that we follow.
You mentioned in the first segment about your age and getting started as soon as possible. And listeners right now, I want that to be an encouragement to them wherever they're at. If you can do something, mm-hmm. to go ahead and do it while you're healthy, while you're able to do it, because if you're dealing with kids,
right,
Lord willing, they're going to live longer than you right. are at a young age, and you try to stair step with them, just like my grandparents did.
Right.
If they had not gotten me when they did, at the age I was, mm-hmm. they're both gone now.
Right.
But they had a time period, a window. For mm-hmm. my granddad, it was 18 years. Mm-hmm. He got me to 18 years before he passed away from cancer at 69.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important to think about where we are right now and think about, if I don't do something now, where will I be able to do it in the future? Because you may not.
Right.
This is the time.
That's right. And you know, initially our kids, when we told them we were moving to the farm and starting Hope Afield, it was like, look, Mom and Dad, y'all worked hard all your life. Why are you not retiring? And but that's not, I don't ever intend to retire. And you know, we basically started Hope Afield when we were in our early 60s, and we're still going strong. Now, I jokingly told, well, in fact, I told Fred, I said, you know, we spend one day preparing for an event, we spend the next day having the event, and then we spend the following day recovering from having the event. and so we do that, but we, you know, we're enjoying investing in the lives of these young people.
I think if we put retirement into perspective, there's different types of retirement. Yes, you are retired from the pulpit, as you mentioned.
Right.
But this is another type of work, and it's a work that you're very fulfilled with.
Right.
And that's really important. People say, well, I'm retired now. Well, that doesn't mean you don't do anything.
Right. That's
right. You can find other things to do. And I do find that a lot of people who are retired go into organizations, foundations, they volunteer, they use their time in that way because they have that time. They have that time available where people who are in the workforce don't have that type of schedule, that flexibility.
That's right. In fact, a large part of our volunteer base right now is made up of people who are retired. And for the simple fact, part of our program is an after-school program. And people your age have jobs that they don't get off to work to 5 or 5:30. So it is a retired base volunteer program that we have now. Now, I have some of the younger people who can come out on Saturday or if we do something on Sunday. But by and large, our key volunteers are retirement age that are just trying to invest in the lives of young people.
So you have a pretty good team.
We're building a team. Okay. That's one of those areas where we constantly are looking, and it's a steady thing of trying to get volunteers, because really those the volunteer resources are the only thing that limits how far we can go. Because I found, you know, if you get the volunteers, the funding's going to come. The challenge is the volunteers that fit in the time frame that we're working with these kids.
And how many kids are there involved right now today with Hope Afield at Blessings Farm?
We have about 30 that are consistent. I think there's maybe 50 to 60 on roll, but those are kind of in and out. The after school program is primarily around 25 to 30. That's pretty consistent in their attendance. And we're fortunate that Butler County allows school bus drivers to keep their bus at home if they live within 2 miles of their route. And my route is within 500 yards of my house. So I get to keep the bus there, which means the school system also allows those kids to ride the bus to our program. And we're able to, you know, help with transportation that way. Plus, the school system has really bought into what we're doing, and I help occasionally with their alternative school and different things other than just driving a school bus.
And also law enforcement,
right?
Butler County Sheriff's Department,
County Sheriff's Department, send us children. One of our former board members is now one of the judges there in Greenville. And she is aware of our limitations, because every organization has things they can do real well and things they can't do real well. And there are some kids that are kind of beyond where we're capable of helping. But the judge knows that, and so she's real well about screening the kids that the judicial system sends us. But the educational system, judicial system, law enforcement, and then occasionally we'll just have somebody pull up in the driveway, and it's a grandparent usually, and they've heard something about Hope Afield, and they've got their grandchild that's living at home, and they're struggling with raising that child, and so they just come by and say, "Hey, we need help," and so it gives us a chance to look at the situation and see if it's something that we can help with and enroll the child in the program. So that's where it's a referral system. We don't just open it up to everybody. All the children are referred to us.
My background is a police officer. That's where I came from, was in law enforcement. And I would be very connected to you if I was in Butler County and a law enforcement officer, because I would be thinking about, is this young person the right fit for your program? And I'm glad that the judicial system works with you on that. And there are programs across the state, but this one's unique in that you're sending kids to a farm, mm-hmm. and they're getting to experience that farm life, to interact with animals. And as you mentioned on your website, that there's something that happens with a young person when they're able to be in this type of environment. What is that?
Well, for one thing, just being outside is something that in and of itself, because you get to be close to God's creation when you're outside. So there's that natural attraction. But I at one point had a certification in equestrian therapy as an organization where you actually used horses to help with that. Now, I've got to, I had that as an organization, and but I never was able to find a therapist to put on staff, which is something we're constantly looking for, because there is a, it is amazing how you can take a child who is fearful of whatever, and initially they're scared of a horse and they're terrified of it because it's a, you know, 1500 pound animal, and it's massive and it's strong and it could be destructive. So they're fearful of that. But then to watch them learn to, they'll pet that horse and then they'll brush that horse and then they'll help take care of it. And they've completely overcome their fear. I have over the years raised German shepherds, and so we have a German shepherd on site too, and the kids are terrified a bit when they first come on. But again, it's a process that helps them overcome their fears. And when they've accomplished something like that, that builds self-esteem, and their self-esteem in turn helps them conquer some of the other issues in life. And all of that, as it draws together, getting closer to God, is what helps bring about a healing spirit that helps them move forward.
And I hope that you can fill that role of therapist, that you can find someone to do that. That's very mm-hmm. important. I went to an organization called Warrior Horse in Louisiana, mm-hmm. and they're big on connecting horses and military members,
right,
law enforcement members with horses, because there is a bond, there's something that comes from a horse that can help to change your thoughts and feelings.
Right.
Horses just have a unique ability to do that.
Right.
And that's what you're actually talking about when it comes to these young people and the horses and being able to make that connection with young people.
That's right. A horse has an amazing ability to read people. And if they're brought into the equation of a tool to help bring out whatever is going on in the life of that child, it becomes an amazing part of the healing process. And so that's something that I wish we were able to take more advantage of. And it will in time, come to that.
Well, it sounds to me like there are several opportunities, whether it be for a young person to be part of the program or someone who wants to volunteer, someone who wants to serve at Hope Afield at Blessings Farm. And I want you to be able, Ken, to share how people can connect with you, how they can be a part of this effort.
Okay. For one thing, I'm looking for a young person to kind of come in that I can mentor and train to do what we do and to run the program. And so that's going to take a very special individual that has a passion for hurting people and also enjoys the outdoors and outdoor activities. So that's one thing that is on my radar that I'm constantly looking for. Of course, if you're in the Montgomery area or the Greenville area, we need mentors. And a lot of times the volunteer base that come out, they'll just sit and spend time with the child. That's a big part of it, is just, and helping them with whatever activity we're going through. So that is a possibility. I always need someone to help work with the horses and to take that to a different level. And as I mentioned, we are looking with someone that has a certification in equestrian therapy. Probably through EGALA is the most popular one that does the certification. And that's a need there. Then there's just special things. Like, this is Christmas time, and We try to make sure that every one of the families we're working with, the kid gets something, you know, during the holiday seasons. We also provide a hot meal every time the kids come out. And so we people that can cook or help with that, that's a part of what we do. We've just completed raising money for a resource center. And that's going to consist of a commercial kitchen. It will also have a classroom in it, so that there sometimes the weather just is not where you can do things outside. We have a very nice pavilion, And the fellow who built the pavilion is also the one designing this resource center. So it'll have a commercial kitchen. It'll have a classroom. It'll have a pantry area. Food security is a major issue in our part of Alabama. And so we're connected with the Montgomery Area Food Bank, and we have been for years through Compassion 21 and now Hope Afield. And so we want to become a distribution center for Butler and Lowndes County. So all of those take volunteers. And then, of course, funding is a constant issue. We do not receive a lot of grant money, though recently we received a large grant from the Daniels Foundation to help us build this resource center. Most of our funding comes from individuals, from churches or small businesses, and a lot of that, of course, comes from those churches, individuals in Butler County. So those are just kind of a broad range of different things that we look for.
Are you a grant writer yourself?
No.
Do you have someone to do that?
No. You know, a lot of the grant writers, they want their money up front. And as a nonprofit, that's particularly a new nonprofit, that's a hard thing to do. But if we can find a good grant writer that is willing to wait and get paid after the grant comes through, then that's a possibility too.
And we want to make sure that people know how to connect, and they can go to hopeafield.com. That's H-O-P-E, the letter A, F-I-E-L-D.com. And then on Facebook, they can go to Hope Afield. That's two words, Hope, and then Afield, A-F-I-E-L-D, and follow there as well. But if they go to that website, they'll be able to contact you. They'll be able to connect and find out more about the organization. But I think we've given people a good feel for what you're doing there at Hope Afield.
Right. In fact, Facebook, we update every week. And so you can kind of follow along what we're doing through that. And then, of course, there is the website. It's kind of a general overview. It's connected with PayPal. A lot of people donate online. We are also connected through the bank to where people can do bank drafts and that kind of thing. So we're involved in a number of different areas to involve people. And if they're just looking for a way to get involved, you tell them to call me. And I'll be glad to talk with them.
Absolutely. The importance of life skills training cannot be understated in this conversation.
Right.
That you're taking young people who otherwise don't have these opportunities and helping them to grow to help society, to be part of a positive part of our community, to make an impact through their lives.
Right. That's right. In fact, the example of that is a couple, 3 weeks ago, I had some old sideboards that we had for the hayride that need to be replaced, and they're bolted together. So it gave me an opportunity to say, hey, this is a ratchet wrench. This is a socket. This is a box end. This is a pair of pliers. And because these kids don't know. We show them how to change the oil, check the air in a tire, things that they're not going to ordinarily get. Here a few weeks ago, I showed the guys how to tie a tie. And so life skills. So life skills is a big part of what we do when we have the kids out.
Well, Ken Kilpatrick, it's great to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about Hope Afield at Blessings Farm in Butler County, Alabama. We appreciate you joining us and talking about what you're doing. And I do want to encourage those who are listening right now who may be in that area to step up and volunteer and be a part of this. And also want to encourage the young people, if any young person happens to get hold of this interview, to encourage them as they grow as a person. It's so important that we help our young people and not neglect them. I know it's easy for us to get caught up in what we're wanting to do with our own lives and then neglect those who need us the most. There's such a powerful impact we can have on a young person who needs figures like a father figure or a mother figure, a caretaker, someone who shows that they love them and they care about them and want them to be their best person.
That's right.
Well, thank you for joining me, Ken.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Folks, again, I want you to go to hopeafield.com. You can also follow on Facebook at Hope Afield. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us today as we talk about Hope of Field at Blessings Farm with Ken Kilpatrick. We appreciate him and his wife, Jan, and their work there in Butler County, Alabama. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show today. If you are, I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey folks, right now I'm with Quentin Ingram as we talk about the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway taking place at Foodland in Elgin.
Hey, this is Quentin Ingram. I just wanted to let y'all know that we are receiving donations, bicycles that you want to bring out. I will be there 7 to 5 almost every day. You can reach the store at 256-247-1958. Or you can reach me on my cell phone, which is 256-275-6275.
We hope you'll support the second annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Now that was a great Christmas morning.
Oh, it looks like you have one more gift under the tree, son.
An alternate roofing system installed by a GAF Master Elite Contractor and a GAF Golden Pledge Warranty?
Keep looking.
Whoa, a 25-year Thompson Roofing Workmanship Warranty backed by GAF? Thanks, Dad.
Don't thank me.
Santa?
No, Santa is not really licensed and insured. You can thank Thompson Roofing and Construction. They've been serving North Alabama and South Tennessee communities for years.
Wow.
I just went to 256roofing.com and set up an appointment for a free inspection and quote. Contact Thompson Roofing and Construction today at 256roofing.com. 256-952-3309. Now, did you check your stocking?
Seamless gutters. Thanks, Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.